This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
ABC News, Marcus Jordan, the son of basketball legend Michael Jordan, was arrested on drug and resisting arrest charges in Florida after he got his vehicle stuck on train tracks. The 34-year-old Orlando resident was arrested shortly before 2 o'clock yesterday morning in a town called Maitland after an officer saw a blue Lamborghini SUV that appeared to be stopped on the railroad tracks. The officer notified Sunrail, the commuter rail system in the area, to alert them there was a vehicle on the tracks, and then approached the SUV. The officer reported that he smelled alcohol coming from the vehicle and the driver had slurred speech and red bloodshot eyes.
Maitland is just north of downtown Orlando.
Thank you.
Something tells me that Dad doesn't want him starting with this line when he is encountered by
Dave. You know who I am.
First line, I am Marcus Jordan, the son of Michael Jordan.
I don't care. I need you to step out. Police learned the vehicle had allegedly just fled from a traffic stop initiated in Seminole County.
Okay. How old is he?
He's 34 years old.
Yeah, this is not a teenager.
Oh, whoa. He told the police officer as he was getting out of the vehicle, I am Marcus Jordan.
Yeah, Sam wasn't kidding. He actually
I am Michael Jordan's son.
That was his opening line.
That was his opening line.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were just spitballing and saying he...
No, that's actually what he said.
Yeah. Oh,
He literally said, do you know who I am?
The officer was like,
I don't care. Get out.
I don't care. Get out of the car.
Yeah. Not a good look.
He went on to say, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just trying to get home and I made a wrong turn.
Yeah, you made a wrong turn, all right.
Was the wrong turn before or after you fled a traffic stop?
The last thing I wanted to do was put my car in the tracks. Obviously, it's a $330,000
car. Okay, all right. Now we're getting somewhere. Entitled party of one.
By the way, they found cocaine inside of the Lamborghini.
Oh, it was Lambo. All right, this is my favorite story ever, and it was in the stack a couple days ago, and we forgot it, and you just teed this right up. Deputies seize an accused burglar's truck, so he calls 911 on them. This is in Colorado. This actually happened.
Okay.
An accused burglar who discovered his pickup truck missing called 911, and oh, he found out what happened to it. Deputies had earlier seized the truck as evidence. They met the caller to take a report on this, quote, stolen truck and then arrested him. This is what happened. The guy was stealing lumber from a home under construction in Colorado. People saw him, yelled. He goes inside. Cops come flying. They're looking for the guy. They can't find him. He flees on foot, Scott, but leaves his pickup truck behind. So deputies have the truck towed as evidence as they continue looking for the burglar.
In the lumber theft.
This idiot then calls 911 when he comes back to the scene and can't find his truck and says, someone has stolen my truck. Could you describe the truck?
Filled with lumber?
Yeah. He describes the truck and they go, oh, absolutely. We will be right out. We will come meet you and let's take a report on that truck. They arrest the guy when they show up.
Well, good.
Happened about 30 miles from Denver.
Get to the story about the airplanes.
Yeah, it hasn't been a good, I mean.
It hasn't been a good couple of years.
That is fair.
How many stories do we read a month on near misses on runways and stuff like that?
The video is just now starting to rear its head on social media, but it was a Japan Airlines plane that was taxiing.
In Seattle,
that then clipped a Delta jet that was either just pulling in or trying to pull out.
Huh.
Japanese Airlines plane taxiing across the tarmac at Seattle-Tacoma Airport today struck a parked Delta Airlines plane, leaving the plane's body damaged, but nobody hurt. Happened around 10 o'clock this morning. There's photos, there's video. There was a woman who says, quote, "We were sitting on the tarmac and another plane just ran into us, just casually sliced into our tail. Very scary." Another passenger said the entire plane shook. The airplane is, quote, "getting inspected now."
I'm so glad my daughter's training to be a pilot.
Well, you also have to take into account that there are millions of flights every single day, and we have one of these.
Are there millions or like hundreds of thousands?
Okay, there are hundreds of thousands of flights every single day, and we have one of these every couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair point, Sam.
I mean, as Jesse Reed really emphasized with us, it is still the safest form of travel by numbers.
But, Sam, all of these things that have happened, you know, this is not like an entire system goes down or the brakes fail. It's humans not paying attention.
And also, are we seeing more because there are cameras and social media and as this stuff? These fender benders, have these been happening all along?
Yeah,
and we just lack the means to get it out to a larger, wider audience.
Let me ask you this. When they were inspecting the plane, I hope to God they weren't getting ready to take off. I would be like, my butt is getting off this plane right now.
There's no way that plane
you
took
can
off.
Do your little inspection and fill out your report. I'm not staying on this plane.
Is it possible, though, that you know, with the population growing as it has, people loving to travel, that our skies have just become
too
crowded. Congested.
It is possible. Can we address the phrase near miss?
Yeah, that was not a near miss.
Nope, that was
you made contact.
That was a near hit.
Opposite of near miss.
It wasn't a near hit.
This was a hit.
It was a hit.
He clipped the tail.
But we always say, and I get it, it's the FAA guideline, the terminology, the jargon is near miss. But when you get really close to something and you don't hit it, it's a near hit.
I agree.
You missed it. It's a definite miss.
We almost collided. We somehow failed to not collide barely.
You could say a near collision.
No.
No, they collided.
We're not talking about this one. We're talking about the term.
913-586.
Wait.
7798.
While in sequence for de-icing, the tail of the Delta 737 aircraft reportedly, quote, made contact with the wingtip of another aircraft.
No, it hit it.
I agree with you, Sam.
Yeah, I don't like the terminology either.
The aerial vehicles collided.
913-586-7798. If you want to weigh in. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III.
Like to make contact?
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.